Good morning. We are in Taf Kuf Pei Tes, Sif Gimel. Taf Kuf Pei Tes, Sif Gimel. Isha Patura Mishum Dehavi Mitzvah Sasei Shazman Grema. A woman is Patur from blowing shofar, and therefore, because it's a Mitzvah Sasei Shazman Grema, we only blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah as a mitzvah, and so she's Patura. Dalit, Androgynos motzi esmino. And Androgynos is someone who has indeterminate gender. I'm sorry, Androgynos is someone that has both genders. I'm sorry. And an Androgynos can be motzi someone else that also has both genders. Tumtum afilo esmino ina motzi. A tumtum, someone that has indistinguishable genders or covered gender, cannot be motzi even another tumtum. And the reason for this is that androgynous, you know, there's machlokes as to whether an androgynous and tumtum are considered a min b'fnei atzmo, but the point is that androgynous is determinant, it's known to have both genders. But a tumtum, it's indeterminate gender. So maybe this particular tumtum is female and the next tumtum is male. So that's why it's not motzi esmino. Hey, mi shechetzio eved chetzio ben chorin, eino motzi afilo atzmo. Someone who is a half eved and half freed, that means that he was owned by two masters and one master freed him. Eino motzi afilo atzmo. Even if he blows for himself, he's not yotze. He needs a full-fledged ben chorin to be motzi. And the reason for that is that the eved side in him is not mechuyev in the mitzvah, and so the eved side in him cannot be motzi the ben chorin side that's in him. Vav, because as we saw, that an eved is mechuyev in mitzvahs like a woman, and a woman is pater in shofar because it's a mitzvah seishas man grama. Vav, even though women are pater from the mitzvah shofar, they're able to blow, because at least a woman is completely a woman, and she's not trying to be motzi a tzad male that's in her. So she's allowed to blow for herself. Someone who already blew shofar is able to blow for women to be motzi women. But they can't make the brachas, and similarly, the person who is already yotzi shofar should not make the brachas for women. Haga, so the Rama says, the Ashkenazi minhag is that women do make a bracha on a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, even though they are a pater midaraisa. Even though they're patar, so in the case of shofar, the women should make the bracha for themselves. But someone else who are already yotze, the mitzvah should not make a bracha for them. In kvar yotze, vein token rak lanashim, and someone should not do tekiyas just for women. But if they blow shofar even for one man that is chayev in shofar, so then there can be very many women present. Mavarchalan, then they would make the bracha, afabishikvar yatsu, even though the people blowing were already yotze, kamushin sparasim tof kuf pehe, sif beis, aga aleph. Zayin, hamudahana mechavero, mutalut koalot kiyashal mitzvah. Someone who made a neder that he would not have hana from his friend, he's allowed to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah and bimotzi. The dafik yishu tokea me'elav lahotzio. Aval mamalo hamuda tka v'hotzieni. That's only if he is blowing shofar anyway, and this person who's mudar hana is listening. But if the mudar hana says, blow for me shofar, blow for me, and bimotzi me, asur, because then you're blowing shofar. For him, you're giving him an ahaga. Other Amar writes, "Vem amar kodem tkiyos of alai." If it was a neder that that makes the chefza of the sound aser, b'cholinyan aser, then he can't have an af from it. So the rule here in Zion is that mitzvah lav lehenes ninhu, but if you're doing him a special favor, and you're doing his shlichus, so then it's hana that you're doing that that you're doing a shlichus for him. So that's why it becomes asar. But unless the sound of the shofar was made a chetzah shel isar, we generally say mitzvah lav lehenes ninhu, and the sound of the shofar is the mitzvah, and that's not giving him hana. Ches hamisasek b'tkiyah shofar l'islamed, someone who's busy with Kia Shofar just to learn how to blow on Rosh Hashanah, lo yotzei dei chavasa, he's not yotzei. Mechein ha-shamea min ha-misasek lo yotza, someone who's listening to someone practicing how to blow on Rosh Hashanah is not yotzei. Mechein ha-tokea l'shor, someone who's blowing for music, v'lo niskam l'tkiyas mitzvah lo yotza, someone who doesn't have in mind to be yotzei with this blowing. It's not that he's trying to learn how to blow, he's just blowing for the music. He's not yotzei. Niskaven shomea lotzos yidei chavoso, v'lo niskaven hatokea lehotzio, if someone who's hearing this blowing, that the person blowing was not having in mind to be motzi anybody with it, but the person listening has in mind to be yotzei, or if the person blowing has in mind to be motzi, the person listening, but the person listening does not have in mind to be yotzei, not yotzei until both the person blowing and the person listening have in mind to be yotzei the mitzvah. And going to shul to hear shofar is considered being miskaven. It doesn't have to be, you have to be actively listening. The entire time I'm being mechaven to be motzi. I'm being mechaven to be yotzi, I'm being mechaven to be motzi. If you had the general idea, I'm being motzi everybody in the shul, or if I'm coming to shul to be yotzi, that counts. Tes, mi shatakev niskaven lehotzi kol hashamea tkiyaso. Someone who blows shofar and he has in mind to be motzi anyone who hears, v'shama hashamea v'niskaven latzeis yidei chavaso, and the person hearing it has in mind to be yotzei, af al pi she'ein atkei miskaven l'floni zeh, even though the person blowing didn't have in mind this particular individual, Reuven ben Shimon, shesham tkiyoso v'eini yodo, this person heard his blowing, but the person blowing doesn't know him. Yotzei, he's still yotzei. Sure, niskaven lahotzi l'chol mi sheyesh menu. He had in mind to be motzi anyone that hears it. Lefikach, mishai mahalch baderech. Someone who's walking down the road, or yoshev b'sech beis, or even sitting in his house. Vishama tkiyos mishlech tzibur, and he hears the tkiyos coming from the nearby shul. His window is open. The shul's windows are open. Yatza and niskaven lotzei. The person hearing it is yotzei if he had in mind to be yotzei. Shari shlech tzibur mechaven lotzei asarav midei chavasan. Because the shlech tzibur has in mind to be motzi the rabban, the public that hears it. And he doesn't have in mind only those people that I can see, only those people that are in this room. He has in mind to be motzi everybody. So, and this person sitting in his home had in mind to be yotzei. Yeah, so he's yotzei. Sementof kuf tzadik, seda haroi l'tkiyas shofar. Aleph, kam t'kiyas chayv adam l'shma b'Rosh Hashanah. How many t'kiyas does a person have to hear on Rosh Hashanah? Teisha. He has to hear 9 kolos. V'fi shenema trua b'yovel u'v'Rosh Hashanah shalosh pamim. It says trua 3 times in the parsha of Yovel and Rosh Hashanah. It says the word trua. The whole trua pshut l'fana pshut l'achara. We understand the psukim that there's a tekiah before every trua, and there's a tekiah after every trua. So, and if there's 3 truas, so that ends up with 9 altogether. Umipi hashmo alam d'shkol trua shel chodesh shvi echad hein. And we have a limud that all of the truas of Chodesh Tishrei are considered ones, even though some are said by Yovel, some are said by Rosh Hashanah, but the tekiyos that are blown are on Yovel happen on Yom Kippur, which is in Chodesh Tishrei, and we have a limud, a Kabbalah, that that they're all, that even though psukim are talking about different times, but it's really referring to the same kind of tekiah. So that's how we know that there's nine. Ben Rosh Hashanah, Ben Yom Kippur, Shel Yovel. Tesha tekiahs token b'chol echad mishneihem. So we understand that both in Yovel and in Rosh Hashanah, from the psukim, that they all apply to each, and so there has to be nine. What are the nine? Tarat, 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 which is tekiah, trua, tekiah, tekiah, trua, tekiah, tekiah, trua, tekiah. Now is when it gets complicated. Beis, trua zu ha'amar b'torah, this trua that the Torah tells us to do, nistapik lanu imhi hayalala shanakarm trua. There's a suffix as to whether it's the short yalala sobbing, staccato maybe. Yalala is actually like that keening sound. So there's a machlokas as to whether trua means that shenakom trua, or mimashenakom shvarim, or if it's more like the sobbing, which is more expanded over time. And so there's a machlokas as to whether it's staccato, if it's shvarim, or if it's the two combined. In order to in order for us to cover all of our bases, this three-way suffix, tzarech liskor tashrat shalosh pa'amim, v'tashat shalosh pa'amim, v'tarat shalosh pa'amim. That's where we get tkiya shvarim shura, three times, tkiya shvarim shura, tkiya shvarim tkiya, three times, and tkiya trua tkiya, three times. Is that making sense?
Well, it does. My dad used to blow shofar.
Yeah, we'll hear that after the recording. Okay, so that's what we count now in the Mechaber. These are all counted as one, but we typically, when we're talking colloquially about tekiahs, we'll say that tashrat is not three blasts but four. So that's how we call a set of tashrat and tarat. We'll call that 30 kolos because we're counting the tashrat. We're counting the shvarim trua as two, even though you know, according to what we just said, it shouldn't be 30; it should really be 27. Okay, gimel yesh amshir tkiya ketrua. There are those that say that the shear, the length that a tkiya should blast, is the same length as a trua. V'shir trua kishlosha yavavos, and the shear of a trua is three yevavas. Dahayinu shlosha kolchus ba'alma kolshu. These are three, that's the shear of three yevavas, where each yevava is three infinitesimal, or three very short, the shortest blast that you can make. Vein nikram trumitin. So those are the small short blasts. So that ends up that a trua is nine such blasts. Now, if trumitin are the shortest blasts, and a trua would be three of these, and in each one of them is three short ones, so now a shvarim cannot be as long as three of these shortest blasts. Because if you did, then it would be the same size as the tekiah. V'yesh omrim, the Rama writes, the ein lachashem herach b'shvarim k'tas, that it doesn't matter if a shvarim is a little bit longer, v'lod shelo yarech yosem midai, as long as it's not very long, v'chein nog, and that is the actual minhag. Although people do try to be makbid, that a shvarim is the length of two beats and not three. V'tarach la'arech b'tekiah shel tashrat, yosem yivishal tashrat, you have to make the tekiah of a tashrat, the tekiahs that come before and after the shvarim shua, have to be longer than the tekiahs that come before and after just the shvarim. Uvishal tashat, yosem uvishal tarat. And the tekiah of tekiah shvarim shua has to be longer than the tekiah of before and after the tekiah, shua tekiah. However, if you make the tekiyas longer, that's okay. The tekiyah only has to be as long as whatever form of this suffix trua that you're blowing in that set. That's the actual rule. But it is allowed to be longer. She'en lo shir lamala, because there's no upper bound on how long the tekiyah can be. V'chein b'trua yochal harach bo ba kamo shiirtza. Even the trua is you can make as many short blasts as you want when you're doing a trua, or even a shvarim. V'chein emosav al shlosh shvarim v'osar ba rochamisha en lochash. If you do four or five shvarim, that's also okay. V'yesh am shashir yibaba shlosha trumitin. There are those that say that the length of the yibava is three trumitin, not one b each, but three. V'shir trur k'shlosh yibava shem tisha trumitin. Yeah, so I misspoke before. The first Yeshom is saying that a trua has to be as long as three beats, and now we're getting to the trua has to be as long as nine beats. V'shir trua k'shlosh yibava shem tisha trumitin. V'shir tkia gam kein tisha trumitin. So now if the trua is nine beats, so then the tkia is also nine beats k'trua. Ofizeh ein lachashem herach k'tzas b'shvarim. If you made the shvarim three beats long, that's of course fine if the trua is nine beats long. V'tzorach l'arach b'tkia shal tashrat k'shir shnei masa trumitin. And in this calculation, you would have to do a tashrat would have to be 12 beats, 9 for the trua that's in it, and 3 for the shvarim that's in it. U'mishalol harach b'tkia k'shir hazeh b'harach b'shvarim, some who didn't make the tekiya 12 beats long, but made the shvarims longer, lo kei mitzvah, lo kamar, v'lo kamar. So then the tekiyas weren't long enough, and so that set it is no good. You'd have to do it over again. And we'll stop here.